You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Dwayne Hebner. Dwayne is a writer, visionary, and founder of the All Solar Research Vessel and the New Presentation Foundation. The All Solar Research Vessel is the first prototype of its kind to harness the natural energies while empowering the environment with clean air, water, food, and entertainment. The vessel will be physically stationed in Huntington Beach, designed to focus attention on positive ways to empower us, especially the children, which are our future, in natural and non-destructive technologies. Dwayne is a prolific writer who has a variety of Facebooks. He has a variety of groups on Facebook, including the movie review called Reel to Reel, which delves into the esoteric side of film. He also reports the real news, not the manipulated media versions designed for propaganda. You can find him on Facebook. We'll also be joined by two others who are also friends, and that's Chris and Val. So let's welcome them all to the show now. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Zany Mystic. Hello.
Yes, we're all here at once. It's almost like the Three Stooges. Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, hello, guys. This is Chris.
Well, it's good to hear from all of you, and I'm going to start with a question to Dwayne, which is the one I usually ask because it's such an important topic, and that is, what's the news on the development of the All-Solar Research Vessel? How's it coming along?
Okay, well, let's start off here realistically with what is taking place. I wanted to give a little background here. Our basic label is with the New Presentation Foundation. We are worldwide educators, and what we provide is a real guidance, a real education, and how to become more aware and self-sufficient. This is so cool what we do. We are very, very real. We have no hidden agendas. We are not political. We are not religious, spiritual, scientific, or any of these things that have become harmful to the planet. We are just very, very real with what we are doing. And so, you know, our position with the All Solar Vessel Project is to, and we are doing this, is to create a Nations United. On the planet now, we have what is known as the United Nations, and this was created through deception. We know this. And we're creating our position of Nations United, which is the NU, which is the natural sound that we use to become more aware and work with the all-natural environment. And so the Nations United idea with we are worldwide educators is that this the vessel project, the vessels will actually be floating universities. They will be universal universities, and there will be more than just one in Huntington Beach. They will be all over the world. They will be huge vessels. We're looking at upwards of somewhere around 1,200 feet long by 8-10 stories high, etc. They will be self-sufficient unto themselves, from water to food to hydroponics, etc., to research, ocean research, what have you. This is our position, and everyone is welcome from all over the world. The idea is that each person is an individual. It is not necessarily that we are going to represent any particular country, even though certain countries are funding us and backing us for this, but we will be a satellite in our own way, on our own, because we will demonstrate how people can become self-sufficient without the dependence upon others, and especially without destroying the natural environment, which most people are doing. And also, I wanted to bring forward this idea. We had talked about this a little bit before the show, Lance, and that is that, yes, we're moving in, well, we're in it, it's the second today, the new year, the so-called new year, and, you know, you and I are, we're up there, we're in our 60s or so, and we've seen many, many new years, and, you know, as we've watched this progression of this so-called celebration into the new year, the planet has only gotten worse. And most people do not realize that this celebration of, blowing up things and, all these colorful things in the air, they're really just bombs is what they are. And the basic idea is drinking alcohol, eating GMO food and getting wasted, etc. Celebrating what? We, as worldwide educators, we celebrate the natural environment. We don't look to the old process and traditions of what people have done, because it's all about human farming. And we suggest that people research human farming and tap lining, because this is what has taken place. This is purposely done for people to stay unaware. And so what we're demonstrating with the Vessel Project is that the natural environment, especially on the Earth, comes first. And as people wake up to this, they're going to do a lot better, and to the point to where they can be self-sufficient. They don't have to depend upon the system at all. So again, it's about becoming more aware and deciding to do so, or staying restricted and dependent upon the systems and the governments. And number three, what I want to say is that what we're providing is very real, very sincere, and very honorable. And to some, it looks as though it's a threat. It looks as though we're here to change things. It looks as though we're here to, in people's minds, this is their idea, not mine, maybe to overthrow certain systems or the government or what have you, or rebel or protest. No, not at all. We're here to add a benefit and something wonderful. It's just that simple. We're not here to change anything. We're not rebelling. We don't protest. We just do our own thing, which is very, very real. Just like the birds and animals and the fish and nature, this is what we do. The planet is in a very desperate situation, and so this is our focus right now. So we don't really have time for the silliness that most humans do, wasting their life away and agreeing to the human farming that they've always agreed to, where their life gets worse until they're on pharmaceuticals and they don't know where they're at. So again, we are worldwide educators, and we're here to create we are creating a real benefit, and we do demonstrate it sincerely. Yes, go ahead.
Does Chris or Val have anything to add to that?
Well, on a personal level,
yes.
This is Val. Yeah, I'm 65 years old. I'm like a couple of you guys there, older guys. And I've been looking, in my life, I've been on the spiritual path, looking in different areas, and there's always been areas in my being that were left with questions. And for me, there's something here that is a true completeness within me. There's a completeness that is very precious that I found. So that's one thing. And then about the self-sufficiency, that's part of what was missing in my life. And here I found something again that is actually something that's I can provide for other people and myself, and really there's a completeness to this presentation. And then the last thing is, like, it really does give me something to do that's it's all encompassing, it's all consuming, so it just takes my attention, and it's a wonderful way to give back and provide a benefit for people. Thank you. Chris, you have something too?
Yeah, a lot like what you just said for yourself there. When I got involved in this and Dwayne presented the All Solar Vessel idea, he had a drawing, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And I knew right then that that was what I had been, quote-unquote, searching for. You know, I've been through a lot of things myself. I was in Christianity for 30 years, and there was something missing through all of that that just I couldn't nail down, and it was getting in. Now I see it's very simple. It was me getting involved and doing something that was for the benefit of all life, not just for myself. And we oftentimes on our shows we'll talk about the sun or basically anything in the natural environment, but the sun is really the best example of this beingness. And the sun shines on everybody equally, never asks any questions, never gets involved with what humans decide, and I see that for myself as a being of light, that I can do that myself. I can do stuff with my talents, my time, my focus, and imagination that actually creates a benefit. So instead of just looking at trees, I can be like the tree where it gives unconditionally, you know, just by being itself, it does what it does, and, you know, I don't have to answer to an authority anymore. I can decide my own life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mhm. Nice. Well, the other thing that I notice about the reading, the books and the materials, is that there's not a dogma, and there isn't really a lot of spiritual wrapping and special words that you have to learn because they're unique to a particular group, and there is no set of rules that you have to follow. So that I found really positive, because most groups and religions have all kinds of conditions and terminologies and judgments and belief systems already set up and waiting for you to just, you know, take them on. And what I like about this material is that it's not like that at all. It's the thing that is to be taken on is your own dream and your own responsibility for what you do to create in the world with your personal self and with the in the larger context of assisting the world to improve as well.
Yes, Lance, it's excuse me, it's really doing something while you're here, realistically having a real purpose. More so than just a career with the militarized educational system to where everybody goes into human farming and is controlled by the authoritarians. That's an old story on the earth, and it's more than obvious. It's right in front of everybody. As we go back in history, we've talked about this before, the idea of the gods of man, this all came from the reptilians. The worship and prayer idea was to get people to their knees and to beg and, you know, for their life, for their survival and struggle. And this is what they're doing, and this is what they've done for lifetimes. And so it really takes someone with the awareness to bring forward something that makes sense. We use the sun as a representative. The sun itself is a rock in space, but, you know, coming through the atmosphere, it's a beautiful light that really represents something wonderfully unique. And that is that this is the isness life is. And this is what people are missing, is this isness. And it really takes a while to recognize this reality because it is so real that it would, it is so that you would consider with your mind that it cannot exist at all. So this is where the individual has to move past the five bodies they have in the matrix of creation, where they're controlled by the gods of man, by the authoritarians on earth, because the devil-god idea is the same individual. I use the movie I suggest people see it, The Devil's Advocate. In that movie, what's his name, Al Pacino, supposedly plays the devil, but actually he's playing God. He is God himself. This is how the Lord God is, restrictive, manipulative, and influential and controlling. This is very, very real. This is on the fourth level, the mental level. Now, you have lords and gods on other levels. You have many different paths, etc. And most people go to the astral realm, but the Kalam God on the fourth level, which most people look to thinking that they were created by this God, in other words, that's a story that people have been told. You actually created yourself, just like you create your life every day. Nobody creates anything for you. And just like in the movie where it's starring Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino, it comes to a point where it's a very good example. Keanu Reeves is very upset with this individual, and then he simply explains, Al simply explains that, hey, I didn't decide anything for you. But what he did is he influenced him to agree. You see? And that's the subtlety, and that's what is known as the influence. This God is actually three heads. It has a benevolent face, which shows itself to the public as, you might say, the good guy. Then there's the evil head, which is the so-called devil. It's all the same. It's all the same individual. And then there's hidden in the background is the influence. This is the tricky part that most people do not see. And now, through my series of books, the Adventurous series, especially book four, The Adventures of Reba Zartarz, I really go over the influence and the supreme deceptor. It's very real. And as people learn to use the new you, the new sound, learn to leave their bodies, learn to recognize what is taking place in their dreams and going to other levels, they themselves can meet these individuals. And they will disguise themselves in many, many different ways. And so it takes a while to sort this out. And so with the guidance of the real universal guides, the individual is guided to certain positions to where they have a real education very, very fast. And Chris here can give an example of that. Why don't you give some examples of how fast you went through this, some of your experiences, Chris, in the beginning here.
Well, it took me a couple of months, right? I was coming out of, like I was saying earlier, I was coming out of Christianity, and some of this stuff that I had been being exposed to, like the term out-of-body experience, hadn't really ever heard anything like that. So a friend of mine, he was talking about OBE, and he happened to mention the word, the name Reb Zartarz. And I started to read, and within a few months, I was having these very vivid experiences, things like stuff happening in the physical around me, walls changing, people seemingly knowing things that, how could they possibly know that kind of stuff. And at first, it was unnerving, it was frightening. But once I began to really focus on what was taking place, which, looking back at it now, it was obvious I was waking up, as what people say, but I was becoming more aware, and I was starting to recognize that all of the choices that I'd made in my life were my choices. The situations, consequences that I dealt with were all up to me. They were all my choice, and it was pretty far out. I mean, for myself, I hadn't really prepared myself for what was taking place, and at a certain point, I thought for sure that I was a goner because of what was happening at that time. But I just kept at it. All the fears that I faced throughout that time, and now still, all those fears, I just kept pushing through it. And I credit that to my military training. One thing that I'm thankful for that. The other stuff I can kind of throw away, but the discipline and the ability to go into the danger zone, I am very thankful for that. And I haven't stopped. So I keep going and going and going. Roundabout there, we've got, it took me very quick. It was within, like I said, about 3 months of starting to read. At that time, it was Paul Twitchell's material. And then I found Dwayne's stuff. And within about 3 months, I realized exactly what was taking place, and which was guidance and the real education, and I had made the decision to allow that to take place and continue.
Does Val have a personal story about this as well?
Not exactly an experience, but what I was looking at here was, it's just kind of intriguing to me. All through my life, I had this, I'd call it a fear. It was like the master-student relationship. Whatever path I was in a position of a student, and there was a certain amount of anxiety and fear. And I didn't really like that. You know, I thought I was in a good path, whatever I was in. And there, not until I found this, where I found that, again, it, something in the corner of my being was, you know, that it didn't seem right. But this, I can be myself, I can do my thing, I can do my part. I'm equal, I stand equal with everybody else. There's no fear. There's no fear because I'm being who I am. I'm in my real awareness. And that's so precious. It's just so wonderful to have that. Whereas the comparison is these other paths, you are the student, and there's somebody else that knows more than you do. But you're in this subservient position, a fearful position, you know. So here, a wonderful feeling of freedom and equality, and just do your thing. It's a great thing.
Dwayne, you mentioned the influence earlier, and it seems that this world really focuses on how to influence, and of course that's not the real meaning of the word, but the influence is a living, it's a living entity, as I understand it, maybe you can clarify this, that is able to unconsciously manipulate us into agreeing to things without actually knowing that we're doing it. Am I getting that right?
Well, that's the basic idea, young man, and yes, you really have to understand creation itself, and most people think that creation is life itself. It's not, it's just simply creation. And we are here for a purpose, and that is to wake up, because we need the comparison to the reality life is, the true reality, or what I call the real universes, and the all is, this all isness that is unknown to people. Now, in Paul, I came through Rebus Artars and Paul Twitchell, and they hinted at the isness, but people weren't ready. It's just way too much. But now, because of how the world is, you might say it's like a do-or-die situation. It's either wake up or don't. Now, the influence is very real. It's more real than people realize. They may think in their minds it's a scientific fantasy. But you see, in creation, we have the different levels of creation. Now, in the physical, we have solid creation. In other words, we build cars, we build homes, we make clothes, we make roads, etc. That's physical creation. That's the lowest creation there is. Then we have our second body, which is the astral body, which is the emotional body, which is goes into the astral realm, and there's many, many levels of that, from the purgatories of hell to the sun and moon worlds and beyond. And it's there are many wonderful places there, and they have been created according to the individuals there. Then we go into the causal, which is the memory body, and then the mental worlds, which is the mind body, and then there's one more body, which is the etheric, which is the unconscious or intuitive body. There's many parts to this, so I'm not going to go over all this, but the influence is laid out through all of this, because it's very, very simple. As people have created, as they've come here for experience, whatever they create through their thoughts, their emotions, their ideas, not necessarily physical things, but mainly through the feelings and thoughts and emotions and assumption and imagination This is a quality we all have, and this is really the key that gets us out of here. Okay, this influence has been created, and it becomes a living reality that provides basically the deception, because everything in creation is cause and effect. It's not the true, pure reality life is, so it's a secondary position. So I'm going to give an example here, and this is not, this is not downgrading women or anything like that, but a beautiful woman will tend to seduce a man. I'll just use that as an example, and it can work both ways. By the very fact that she uses whatever charisma, ideas, or what have you, accordingly, just that little incident there, okay, she's creating worlds upon worlds. And so she's creating an influence. And so today, look at the world today. Look at the marketing ploy everywhere. You're seeing the influence everywhere, and most of it is deception. Look at the governments of the world. Look at the companies and the corporations. They're telling you that this is our product is the best, and this it does this and whatever. And then you find out differently, and it's usually destroying the natural environment. So you see the influence woven through all things, and as people agree to deceive others, especially in some way, even in some subtle ways, the influence, you're feeding the influence. You're feeding the reptilian tap lining, and everybody becomes infected. This is very real. This is what has happened to the Om sound in the mental worlds, the Hu, the HU sound, because it's become all infected, because those that have used it are reptilians, fake masters, reptilians, tap liners, etc. And for most people, they don't see this. They don't see this at all. What they see is the surface world. They see their one-dimensional surface world, and they're always chasing their la-la land position. In other words, personal happiness. And this personal happiness only exists with the physical and astral body. That's it. Our position is that we are free beings of real light. You are already that. That is your real awareness. And so we're providing this presentation to show people how to wake up to who they really are, so they don't have to be the effect, they don't have to be deceived, they don't have to be restricted by all this nonsense that's been created, ceremonies, rituals, etc. You know, again, worshiping and praying is demonic ritualism, is what it is. It all came from sacrifices. And look at the people that beg and pray. What they're begging and praying to is a god that controls them and keeps them here in creation in the matrix. Now, most people will use the idea, well, it's just that, oh, gee, I don't believe that. And actually, they've used this word as a marketing ploy, like hope and these other words. And as you look at the sun, is there any belief with the sun? Is there any hope? Is there any pray? Is there happiness? Is there sadness? There's none of these things. But there is an awesomeness that once you learn to recognize and perceive it, you can free yourself from the restrictions of creation. And so the new presentation is the new way out of the matrix altogether. This is very real, and one can prove it to themselves. We have thousands of people all over the world. We get responses all the time. They are seeing the tap lining. They are seeing the aliens. They are seeing the Kalam God. They are seeing what the governments are doing. You know, the first step here is that, like yourself, Lance, you're very aware of what is taking place on the earth, but that's just the first step of waking up. You're still mm-hmm. in the matrix. You mm-hmm. don't know how to get out, and there's only right. one way out. And the new way, the new sound is direct into the real universes, and those that follow through and wake up totally, they will step out of creation and will not have to reincarnate here unconsciously again. So this influence is very real. It works in creation. It works hand in hand. It is the mistress of the Kalam God or the Lord God, etc. It is the mistress of the reptilians. It is the mistress of the systems that exist here. They all work with the influence. Very real.
Hmm.
As I understand it, from many different sources, our dreams are actually very significant, and they're a connection to those real worlds. And you mentioned the tap lining of the reptilians and human farming. Can you tie that all together to demonstrate how our dreams may be interfered with, and that's where the tap lining could occur, and where does the energy get siphoned off to?
Well, it's very good. People want to know this, or they don't. Most people, again, are in their la-la land chasing their personal life here. We've all created our personal self. We chase our personal life here. And then eventually we just grow old, crippled, and then we're gone. And then we go wherever because we don't really know where we're going for the most part. But what is taking place in the so-called dream area, this is simply, we'll just use the idea of a dimension, another level, a state of consciousness, whatever. This exists in creation only. The dream, or what I call your dream visions, is the first step out of this matrix. But you must learn how this works. And so everybody has different experiences accordingly. I cannot say, and so you have a wide range of experiences. Some have, some go directly into the real universes. Most people have to deal with their personal self because they have so many restricted layers, within themselves, especially emotional attachments that they don't see. And this is where the tap lining comes in, because these emotional attachments are agreement. And for the most part, they're with family, friends, and businesses that look good, but everybody's basically in a cesspool of tap lining. And I see this on the real side, how this works, and many people can see this. Anyone can see it. Anyone can do this. Anyone can learn to do this and to really see it, but they must learn to focus more so than this just one-dimensional world. But yes, what is taking place, and we see it with many of these corporations and spiritual paths, that people are getting cancers and whatever, is because these systems are passive. They're emotionally passive. There's some fake master at the beginning, some guru, master, etc., giving initiations, what have you. And they are basically controlling others. These are really just businesses for the most part. And anyone can see behind the curtain and what's going on. And as they tap line the individual in their dreams, it goes to the backside. There's a very good short little video, a section taken out of The Matrix. It's called Neo's Rebirth. And that is where these suctions are taken out of his back. And that's what tap linings are like. But for the most part, most people don't pay attention to their dreams. They don't realize that they have an astral causal mental etheric body that they're also dealing with. And these bodies, when they become infected and tap line, it all filters down. In other words, everything runs downhill and it all comes into the physical. And then all of a sudden you have all kinds of problems and the doctors can't figure it out because they cannot see into the other worlds. And this is very, very real. And the tap line is there, and most everybody is tap lined in some way because they keep agreeing to it. They keep agreeing to the influence, being tap lined, especially people that are into, alcohol, drugs, bad food, raunchy music, rap, heavy metal, etc. These are particular vibrations that are very low astral, and they are tap lined very, very good. They think it's cool. They think the devil, skull, demonic ideas are so cool, but they will be living a living hell once they leave this world, because they're going to go exactly where they've created for themselves, no matter what they believe. They can be Christian, Muslim, or whatever. Belief has nothing to do with it. You know, I can sit here and think, oh, gee, I believe that tomorrow somebody's going to drive up in a brand new car and give it to me. You see, there's your belief system.
Right.
The reality is that, no, if I want that new car, I got to go earn it, and I've got to figure out how to do that. And so the same thing is that as one moves into the other levels, and especially when they leave here, basically everyone's going to go into the astral realm, some higher, some lower, whatever. It just depends upon the individual. But for the most part, most people do not know where they're going. So they're going to go into the astral realm. They're not even going to realize that they've left the earth many times. They're going to be unconscious. They're going to be in gray areas, and they're going to be fumbling around, wondering where to go and what to do. And so for the most part, because of their karma and emotional attachment, they're going to come back unconscious to the earth in a much worse position than it is now. The planet's self-destructing. The reptilians with the, with HARP, with the chemtrails, they've already got their underground cities, etc. You want to live underground? Have fun. They're destroying the earth. Fukushima is on, etc., etc. I just keep going. This is really happening every day. And again, this is why we do not celebrate the new year. It's ridiculous. We celebrate the natural environment, and we're trying to provide a real service here. We are providing a real service, but people have to pay attention. So your dreams are very important. This is where life is showing you. First of all, you get experiences with the real guides when you do the new you. And the new you is very simple. New you. And you keep repeating it for 5 or 10 minutes. Go to sleep, watch your dreams, let life show you. For the most part, people have been taught to decide how life is. This is not how it works. And you can see that all the goody-goody love and worship and prayer and everything, the world just keeps getting worse because it's all marketing ploy to stay in human farming. You need to get outside of the bubble of the matrix and learn to see this. The new you will do that. The real guides come in, they start to give you real side experiences. Life starts to demonstrate things to you in your dream visions. If you take the time to, pay attention, or when you wake up here, all you see is this one-dimensional world, basically, that others have created. And the governments control the earth. This is very, very real. And if you want to think that you're free here in some way, there is no freedom. You're just walking around the prison yard is all you're doing in La La Land. But you can think whatever you like, but it doesn't mean that it's so. And your lifespan will only be so long here. And in the meantime, with all that tap lining, you're going to have to deal with it until some lifetime you wake up and confront it and, become more aware.
There's been a lot of writing and articles on the concept that there's a reincarnational cycle run by the Time Lords or by a certain beings that can put more weight on a particular person's incarnational cycle, and that cycle has been pretty much taken over by the dark side, and that it is tipping the scales in that direction, and that those of us who are unaware when we die or cross over are likely to have to return to that source and be shown a white light, and here's what you did, and here's what you could do if you went back, and it seems as if most of the near-death experiences indicate that they're all told that they could make a tremendous difference if they just came back. And there's a Star Trek episode with Captain, it's the Janeway, and she's dead on the planet, and her medical doctors are trying to revive her, and she's having a chat with her father, who's telling her to, everything is wonderful, come with me. And she starts questioning him, and she finds out that he is insistent, and before long he breaks down and tells her that no, he's not her father, but he's there to to take her to another realm, and from there he will be nourished for many centuries. And I kind of thought that was telling, because it seems that that's just kind of a hint of what that process might be about.
Well, again, you hit it right on there, young man. It's a process, and it's up to you if you want to continue with the process. there is a big difference between the real universes, the isness life is, and these ideas and processes, no matter how good they sound, in creation. And actually, you're going into the same situation. It's just like we're on Earth here. And you can go into outer space and go on another planet. Situations are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because the awareness of the individual is the same. What you're seeing there is you're seeing physical, astral consciousness. That's as high, that's as far as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
People can think whatever they want, but it's still in creation. Because most people look to the gods of man. Again, they look to this so-called unknown quality that been invented. And yes, the gods of man are real. They are, administrators. They are managers on their particular level. And you have the lords of karma, etc. And you have the benevolence. You have the benevolent side of things. Of course you do. There's the so-called good or benevolent side of things. And basically the light or whatever seen is basically off the astral realm for the most part, because most people are very much so in love with their astral body. So they're thinking that this light and this position, and they find a place of peace and happiness is the ultimate it is. But it's really not. It's deception. It's Maya. And it exists in all of creation. And it just looks good is what it does. And after a certain duration, just like she's talking about there for, you know, it can be many, many years or even lifetimes, you'll still return. Because you need to go through the process. It's almost like you need to be slapped around. You need to come back down to the lowest level here to wake up and to eventually go all the way. Otherwise, if you just go partway, then it's like you're kind of stuck. You know, it's like driving in the sand without four-wheel drive. You can get so far, but then all of a sudden you're stuck, you see, and the wheels spin. And that's really what you're doing. And now people can think and determine whatever they want from what I'm saying, but life makes sense. And once you learn to stand outside of creation altogether and see it for what it is, you see how creation works. And these individuals, these lords, the White Brotherhood and all these things, they only know so much. They don't really know about the real universes. And so they do provide the so-called wisdom. But the words themselves, like political speeches, are not going to get you out of here. You have to figure it out. And if you don't, no one's going to figure it out for you. And this savior idea is a fallacy, okay, Jesus returning, Buddha, whoever, okay, returning, no such thing. Nobody can save you from yourself. Besides, it's a recognition. Most people wouldn't even recognize the individual because all they've heard is stories. And everything else then becomes deception. You know, that's why they put these things in the Bible. They wrote this. The reptilians wrote the Bible. They wrote all these doctrines for people to believe in. And belief is a fallacy. It's a marketing ploy of control. But if people want to accept this as their reality, then so be it. It becomes their reality. You see, it becomes a solid reality that you have to deal with, cause and effect. And as long as you're in cause and effect, then you are the cause and effect of yourself until you can get through this. And it takes real guidance to do that. And it takes the real sound light reality, the real connection into the real universes to clean up all the past life karma, to clean up all the tap lines, etc. Because only the real guides can take these away from the inner worlds. These fake masters and gurus and that, no, they just give you pretty words of wisdom. They make you sit cross-legged and passive, and actually they're tap lining you. And controlling you because you are their support system. But it all sounds really good, doesn't it? But it's a cesspool. Once you see it on the real side into the astral realm behind the curtain, it is a cesspool of control. And the reptilians have moved in on all this. They're very good at marketing ploy. Just like the banksters have taken over the world, they control the system with their mind-controlling microwaves. You know, we don't have Tesla technology here, really. We have mind control microwaves, and it's purposely done because it reads your thoughts, it reads your mind. And many of the buildings have Wi-Fi. This is all mind control. And most people don't see this at all, and it's very, very detrimental. causes cancers, tumors, and everything else. We have a, you know, we have a population that's being eliminated here on purpose, and used kind of like in the old movie with Charlton Heston, Soylent Green. And this is all very, very real. The movies are very good at demonstrating what is taking place because, you know, these people control Hollywood. They control the media. They control the monetary system. They control Wall Street. They control everything. And things that you see in the news or whatever that look like a mistake or the shootings or whatever, they controlled all that. They set all that up. Mm-hmm. That's all just very, very real. We as real worldwide educators, we're not into any of this nonsense. We're into showing people how to have real freedom within their real awareness. You have to deal with the physical, of course. I have to deal with it too. This place is what it is, because people keep deciding it. People keep getting in their cars every day, starting their engines, polluting themselves, poisoning themselves, and poisoning everybody else, thinking that, oh, this is all okay. Gee, you can go on YouTube and run your car on water, but who in the heck wants to do that? You know, most people don't care about the natural environment that supports them. This is the first step, and without it, you have nothing. All you have is disease and what? Drugs that supposedly take care of you. You know, we've come a long ways to nowhere. And it's only getting worse all the time because of the marketing ploy and the deception. And people keep agreeing to this. This is where the influence works and the tap lining. It's all very, very real. Even though a person may have a good job, drive their SUV around, they have their little house, etc., you only have it so long. It all catches up. Everybody will have cancer because the world is already cancer. It's already a given. There's no avoiding it. And when that happens, some kind of detrimental this or that or Alzheimer's or autism or whatever it is because of the vaccines, et cetera, that are purposely promoted to destroy people, everybody's going to get it. And the people that are doing it, they're being used by the reptilians, and they don't see this. They are the puppets. These are the presidents, the kings and the queens, etc. Oh yeah, they have their little they have their little moment. But realistically, they're all being used. And they have their connection to the demonic individuals that rule the planet unseen. These are the puppet people that do this. And what are they gaining by this? You know, realistically, if everybody focused on the natural environment, work with the natural environment, there would be plenty for everybody. And just like the Indians that were here, that were taken over and shoved aside, they didn't need money. They didn't need a monetary system. They didn't have a government. They worked with the natural environment. They were fine. They were very creative with what they did, and they were a lot happier, etc. And then when the white man came along and did what he did, they weren't happy at all. It was all a takeover.
Those blankets were not extremely helpful after all, were they?
The blankets? What's the idea there, Lance?
Well, they were given blankets to appease them, and the blankets had disease. They were diseased blankets, and they were eliminated that way.
Just like Christopher Columbus, the stories about him are so fake. He came over here where he landed in the West Indies or wherever it is. He brought disease. He propagated religion, etc. He was a destroyer is what he was. And again, what was it for? The queen, for his ego, etc. This is all nonsense. People don't have to do this. There are many wonderful places on the earth to learn from, etc., just like the people that used to live in the tropics. And then when the atomic age came in, they were removed from their islands, and they used these islands as test sites for atomic weaponry. And all this fell back on the people that were in the Navy and the other military, and they all became diseased and dead because of the radioactivity. People think in their minds that they are immune. You know, we have these chemtrail pilots, we have all this stuff going on, and these people think that they're immune. They're not immune. Everything is a karmic cause and effect, And each person is responsible for their actions, and they've got to meet their actions. And this is where it's spread out for lifetimes. It becomes many lifetimes, and then it becomes hundreds of lifetimes and even thousands of lifetimes. And this is what has taken place with the reptilians. Through many, many lifetimes, they've degenerated. They've evolved downward to where they have no third eye. They have nothing. They're trying to leech off of humans to get some kind of satisfaction. But by the very fact of what they're doing, they're even going further down the evolutionary scale, and they have to deal with themselves. This is just very, very real. And so this is where they hide behind the scene. This is where you have the, the shape-shifting going on. Many of the diplomatic leaders, the royal family, etc., they're reptilian. They're all reptilian. Mm-hmm. Even the path that I used to belong to, that Paul Twitchell had started, it's all taken over by reptilians. But people don't see this because they can't see behind the scene, because they've been persuaded into being priests and worshiping and praying. So again, and it's to the Kalem God. There is only one God, and that's the Kalem God, and he controls creation. And in the real universes, there are no gods. Everyone is a free being of real light. You decide, but you must be the risk taker to, go through the process to recognize this, or you don't. You stay in creation. You stay lost.
Well, Dwayne, that seems like a good time to kind of segue off into the to the end of the show, and it would be nice to be able to find out more about what is taking risks and where are the real universes and how do you get in touch with them. So I encourage everybody to write to you or read the books, and you can announce that now where they can find you in the books, and then they'll have the ability to do that.
It's very simple. Dwayne the Great Writer, D-U-A-N-E, the Great Writer. I'm all over the internet. We're all over Facebook. I will see you on the real side. Do the New You sessions. You will meet Reba Zartars, Gopal Das, Ubi Quants, the real guides. They have no association with any corporations here, any fake masters, etc., even though people in their minds think they do. These individuals are very real. They're direct to the all is and the real universes. So this is a huge journey, but it's real and it's wonderful. Mm. It really is. And it's clean. No deception, no restrictions, no nonsense. That's just really how it is. And that's really hard for most people to understand, because people have been taught restrictions. They have been taught to accept restrictions. They have been taught to be subject to others. Mm-hmm. Why does the queen call people her subjects? It's very real. Well, it's very obvious, isn't it? And so, again, when you hear the president talking, it's just a bunch of lip service is all it is. These people are deceptors. And they are not for the people at all. It's just all about human farming. You must decide to free yourself.
We have actually literally run out of time. So,
okay, go ahead. So again, it's Dwayne the Great Writer.
We'll have to have you back again. I want to thank you and Chris and Val for coming on the show tonight again. And we appreciate all the work you do. And thank you for sharing yourself on the show tonight. And that's a wrap.